Washington, this is VOA News. Bomb destroys truck carrying Afghan ballot boxes, killing three. Ships try to verify location for missing Malaysian airliner's black box. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. A roadside bomb in Afghanistan destroyed truck carrying eight boxes of ballots cast in the country's presidential election and killed three people. Sunday's blast in the northern province of Kunduz came a day after about 7 million people voted for a successor to President Hamid Karzai. The three killed were a driver, a policeman, and a member of the country's Independent Election Commission. Preliminary voting results are expected later this month and a final tally due on May 14th. Crowds of pro-Russia protesters stormed government buildings in eastern Ukrainian cities of Donetsk and Luhansk, waving Russian flags and calling for regional referendums on independence. A spokesman for Ukraine's acting president, Oleksandr Turchinov, said he canceled a trip to Lithuania Sunday and called an emergency meeting of security chiefs in Kiev because of the protests. Russia last month annexed the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine after a regional referendum resulted in an overwhelming vote to declare independence from Ukraine and the intention to join the Russian Federation. Authorities coordinating the international search from Australia for a missing Malaysia Airlines passenger jet say underwater signals have been heard three times since Friday. The transmission could be from the aircraft's flight data and voice recorders. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
Australian, Chinese, and Malaysian officials are cautioning that reports from ships of underwater signals in the Indian Ocean do not mean that the location of Flight 370 has been determined. In Perth, Australia, the search's chief coordinator, Angus Houston, tells reporters nothing is yet verified.
This is an important and encouraging lead, but one which I urge you to continue to treat carefully.
The potential breakthrough, however, the retired Australian Air Force chief confirms, is prompting the diversion of ships and planes to the area where the Chinese patrol vessel, Haishun 1, detected acoustic pulses on Friday and Saturday in waters up to 4.5 kilometers deep. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
South Korea says it found another suspected North Korean drone after finding two similar objects in recent weeks. Seoul's defense ministry says its military found a drone of similar design to one found last week on an island on the border with North Korea. The latest find was in the northeastern South Korean area, about 130 kilometers from the border with North Korea. Nigeria claims it's overtaken South Africa as the biggest economy in Africa. The country's economy is estimated at about $490 billion, easily topping the $384 billion figure the World Bank calculated for South Africa in 2012. Nigeria reached this new figure for its economy after taking into account such industries as airlines, telecommunications, and information technology, not previously included in the last calculation in 1990. Rwanda's foreign minister is reasserting claims France had a role in the 1994 genocide. It comes as Rwanda gets ready to host world leaders Monday for commemoration of the 20th anniversary of the atrocity. VOA's Gabe Joslow has more.
At an international forum on genocide held Sunday in Kigali, Foreign Minister Louise Mushikiwabo stood by Rwandan President Paul Kagame, implying the French government played a direct role in the preparation and execution of the genocide.
That official France in the early 90s, all the way to the time of the genocide, wronged this country is a fact.
Mr. Kagame's remarks to the African news weekly Jeune Afrique prompted France to withdraw a delegation due to attend genocide memorial events this week in Kigali. French Foreign Affairs spokesman Romain Nadal saying Mr. Kagame's declarations go against the ongoing process of reconciliation between the two countries. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Kigali.
The U.S. Embassy in Iraq is warning American citizens against all but essential travel to Iraq. The embassy issued the travel warning Sunday, citing ongoing security concerns in Iraq, including kidnapping and terrorist violence. The warning said the embassy is extremely limited in its ability to respond to situations that U.S. citizens might face in Iraq. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. More on the Internet on our website at voanews.com.